You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Neil's in the house. If you've ever been to Red Bar, there is an hour of the night where Neil finds his tambourine and it gets pretty heavy.
It does get hectic out there. Oh, yeah.
It's a good time.
Do you still have a harmonica?
No, but I can harmonica just with my hands and my mouth.
Because mm-hmm. Okay. I'm very talented. Surfing, but with
yeah, I'm music? Very talented with my hands and my mouth. So,
am I imagining you having a harmonica?
Nope. You're imagining me. You're just about even making noises. Just noises.
Now, Neil from Red Bar, Cocktail Corner is brought to us by the K-Road community.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
one of those bars that falls under the umbrella of K-Road.
That's right. We're just off K-Road, a little down from Beresford, before you get to the ambulance station, which you should hopefully not have to ever get to.
That's fair.
There you go. So, yeah, just stop into Red Bar down there, down the hill.
Grab a bike and...
Yeah, there's usually one hanging around outside.
Go for a cruise and bring it right back. Exactly. 20 or 30 minutes later, how about that?
You know, if you were to come in to me and say, can I borrow your bike for a couple of days, I'd probably say yeah.
But even if you got it right now...
Well, not right now.
Bring it right back.
Yeah,
as
just
well.
No questions asked.
That's fine.
Except, why would you do such a thing?
Cheers for
you
bringing
rascal.
It back, mister.
And you can substitute the word rascal for something much worse.
You've made enough cocktails for us.
And yeah, we haven't had you guys playing in Red Bar in a little while. Why is that?
We need to have Red Bar 7, actually.
Yeah.
What have I been up to recently? Oh, it's been holidays, mate. You know,
yeah,
getting
true.
Out of town and that.
True.
Time to get back into the bars, though.
There wouldn't have been enough people around to come and watch you. You know, you pull such a big crowd.
Stop it, Neil.
Well, I tell you, Q's at the door. It's amazing.
Bring his bike back, everyone. God damn it.
Here I am as part of the K-Road community. And there are, you know, It's a wonderful, wonderful place to be. And as we said the last time we were here, you know, go down there, check into a few places.
Can do.
You know, we've got I stopped into Love Bucket again today to have a chat with those folks there.
Mm-hmm.
And picked up some of the aromatic tonic water.
Is that got
the
grapefruit?
The fever tree.
Yep. Grapefruit situation?
Can I have a look at the
John's
fever tree tonic water?
Crack it open if you like.
Does someone have an opener?
Yeah,
the knife will do.
I feel good about this.
I pass it over gingerly.
One. Oh, it's a sharp knife.
Oh, God.
It's too soft.
Oh, man.
Can I go?
Oh, man. Can you not do it towards me?
Bottle on bottle. You want me to open one over here?
I don't want any part of this. My fingerprints are on that knife now.
Watch your bend.
Yeah, watch the pro.
Oh, your technique
is slightly
different.
Oh, over the shoulder.
There we go.
Oh, the view from here was so good.
Have a sniff of that.
Dude, that was Dan Carter-esque.
he's a professional.
I think I'd be better at advertising than him, though.
Smells nice.
He's pretty good looking, bro.
Print advertising, he's fine. Just don't put him on the TV.
Yeah, the undies on.
Was it rude of me to have a sip of this?
No, I've brought two others for the cocktail. So yeah, taste away.
Remember that argument at school? They're like, oh, don't just pour it in. Don't lip it.
I don't want to kiss you.
No backwash.
Don't backwash it.
Do you remember that? Let's get it.
That was good.
Oh, goodness. And yeah, I was thinking today, I was like, well, what kind of day is it today? It is hot out there. It's beautiful,
but it is hot. Yeah.
It's hot. You know, I need something that's refreshing me. I can't have something that's going to not refresh me. I need a drink to refresh.
Yes.
So I was definitely not going to bring like a whiskey or anything. That's crazy talk.
I would be a lime.
But I was thinking, I like grapefruits. I kind of find grapefruit juice quite refreshing. It's a bit sharp and maybe not to everybody's taste.
You do a great Mitch, by the way.
Great Mitch. Mitch.
Was that Mitch Hedberg? What was that guy's name?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic. It's really good.
Actually, I watched one of his. So, I got this belt holding up my trousers. And I got these belt loops holding my belt up. Who's the real hero here?
Thank you, Mitch.
I was thinking,
what's great? What is a refreshing thing? And I do like Negronis, and everybody likes Negronis. They're one of those drinks that
such
just
a sexy
cross the board.
Drink, by the way.
Boys, girls, men, women, we all love Negronis, mm-hmm. right? I find it takes me a while to drink it. They're quite sort of tart and that. So I was thinking, what can I do with that? So what I've come up with is what I'm calling a sharp left. Because I was on my way to Negroni, and then I took a sharp turn.
Fair.
So we've gone Campari and gin. And... we've mixed that together, not in equal proportions, which you would kind of do for a Negroni. So I'm not going to give you my secret proportion recipe. You don't get my ratios.
Come, go to Red Bar to get that.
Exactly, and you'll have to pour it into a briefcase and take it to that drink machine they had in The Simpsons for the flaming low. The secret ingredient was love.
I'm pretty good at The Simpsons.
And then I've added a bit of I'm going to add a bit of orange juice, and then a little bit of lime juice.
You've got real McCoy.
Shake it up.
You've got real McCoy, but do you recommend that kind of zone of orange juice, or would you?
I was considering going for the fresh squeezed.
It's a little bit airplane-y, real McCoy.
It is a little bit when you shake it up in that little kind of thing, then and I want it to be a nice long, very sort of refreshing drink. I'm kind of like also sort of Pim's cup, but with a bit more something in it.
You don't want any pulp in there, eh?
Nah. You want it smooth.
I do like pulp, though. My orange juice, John. Just while I've got you here.
What about the band? Pulp.
Yeah, not bad.
Good. What about the band Orange Juice?
I have to think about it.
Very true. Or Squeeze, even.
What about the cocktail?
Yes. What about it? So we're going to get... So I've got Campari and gin. And then we're going to get in some orange juice. Then a little bit of lime. Then we're going to just shake the heck out of it, dump it over ice, and top with the aromatic...
It's very mad scientist right now. You've got some weird stuff in an undescript bottle.
Because I only had a small satchel to bring everything, I pre-mixed the Campari and the gin.
Was there a cork in that? Did you do it by the microphone?
Oh, I can indeed.
Just for everyone who's listening, I just want to paint the picture. Neil from Red Bar is popping the lid on that, but he's also wearing a Bill... and Ted Excellent Adventure t-shirt.
Oh, that's so great. Actually.
Yeah, which says be excellent to each other, not like that guy who stole my bike. Hey, look, let's not dwell on that, Neil. Let's move on.
All right.
I'm going to throw enough into the shaker for two, and then I'm probably going to make a third one for me, because I guess I'm not cycling anywhere today.
Borrow my bike, but you have to use the lock.
Go see T. White's for a new BMX, Neil.
That's where I got my chopper bike. See, that's the thing. I have a substitute safe.
Oh, they're stealing your bikes, bro.
I know.
They're painting them out the back.
People's is awful.
Nah, that's T. White too rad to that kind of shit.
Right, so there's a bunch of that in there. And then we're going to throw in the orange juice.
I'm worried about how this is going to blend. Will it blend?
Well, if you're worried, do you want to cut me some lime? Take your mind off things.
Did you buy that? How much are lime at the moment?
That's about $10 or $12 worth of lime. Yeah, apparently people are now starting...
Plant lime trees, John. You've got debt.
People are starting to put limes in their rings for engagements because it means more.
I'll do it over this skull picture. In half, or...?
Yeah, cut it in quarters and we can squeeze it in.
So you didn't want to divulge the ratios on this one?
Yeah.
You're just giving us the ingredients. But, so there's Fever Tree tonic water, there's real McCoy orange juice, there was some
can you hear
lime juice being squeezed in there. This is all going into a tumbler. What else?
Well, we call what we call in the trade a Boston glass.
Into a Boston?
Yeah.
And what was the spirit?
So gin and Campari. So it is
gin,
as I say,
and Campari.
And it's gin, Campari, and orange. So it is quite like a Negroni.
Mate, someone said they've
different.
Got a, some, this is starting to get real wholesome here.
Wholesome.
Someone said they've got a bike you can borrow forever.
Oh, that's so nice. And listen, I totally appreciate it. But
that's a fucking long time.
I have to admit, I do have more than one bicycle. So this is, so it's kind of like, hey,
you're not
stressed, it's okay. Give that bicycle to someone else who needs it more because
takes
I'll
a lot
be
to,
okay. But thank you so much.
Takes a lot to sort of blow old Neil down.
I feel like the person that's borrowed your bike today might be riding it down to
he looks wispy,
the waterfront to throw it into the harbour.
Which they definitely shouldn't do. If you're gonna cycle it off something into the water, you better damn well bring it back out again. Mm-hmm. And that's just for the sea. Don't do that to the sea, man.
This is actually the cocktail starting to really come together. The colour is really peachy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Summery and beautiful.
Yeah, love it. You know, the tennis is off.
Neil, you've had a text in. This is for you. Neil, you are the man. It's great to catch you yesterday at GC. Cheers, David at Campari.
Oh, brilliant.
Thanks, David. Thank you.
Mr. Campari, basically.
Yeah, and that was a real random sort of run-in, which was nice.
Is that David's surname, first name David, last name Campari?
That weird.
Campari by name, Campari by nature.
Solid name.
No, he's Campari. One of their brand ambassadors.
Is it Campari? Do you do it like that? Do you round it out?
I don't know. Campari. David, phone in. We'll take you to air. And if you want to give us the correct pronunciation, 309-3879.
Also, if you've seen that bike, give us a call. 309-3879.
Neil's BMX.
Black BMX bike.
0800 Crime Watch.
Do what we can. We do what we can with it.
Yeah, and listen, you know, this cocktail here is perfect if you've had a tough afternoon of having things stolen.
Oh, look at it. It's beautiful.
Also, if you've gone for a big old ride on a bike, perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps. Now, would you like... Big Hungry, would you like me to open a fresh bottle and not use the one that Johnny's drank
I'm
out
of? I'm not fussed. John and I pash on the reek. It's not a big
that's
deal.
Good to know.
Into production. Turn the lights off.
Sadie, we're away.
Big Hungry, I've been feeling lonely today.
No need to ask. He's a...
You can just...
And gentlemen, I present to you...
Oh, wow. Oh, that just kind of
sharp
it up
left.
A bit. Yeah, get it light, get it fresh. Keep
and I'm
going to
go ahead now and make myself one.
John, don't hold it like that, please. It's very top heavy. Pinky out with this, I think. Full steam ahead.
Oh, it smells great. Mmm. The lime. The lime's actually really cutting through on the aroma, which is incredible.
Shout out BFM for having these wine glasses with BFM on.
Yeah, those wine glasses are fantastic.
Where did they come
and
from?
And they're a nice, you know, you get a nice cling out of them if you flick them gently.
Did we have a good month? Last month in sales, John, or something?
No, we just got some free glasses.
Okay. Get a B card, everyone.
Yeah, get a B card.
I used to get free glasses at a lost property when my glasses would break. Just incidentally, folks, just incidentally.
Jesus, Neil, this is out. You smashed it out of the park, man.
I feel like you're a bit of a renegade when it comes to cocktail making.
A maverick renegade,
you
can I say.
You just kind of don't follow the rules.
Yeah, I sort of, I mean, part of it is, it's like, I don't like learning tasting notes and things. And I figure, why would I have to learn off, you know, why learn off all the rules and regulations when you can just be like, I can throw this together. But I, you know, like I'd love to build my own house someday.
Yes.
But maybe I should follow some
leave
regulations
it to a builder.
For that.
I feel like you'd build like a tire mud house, you know, like that kind of thing.
Oh, come on, like,
man. BMX tires.
No, I've seen it. It's great. People get great results. I'm like, are you allowed to do that in New Zealand? Because I kind of want to build a house out of just rubbish and crap.
I kind of feel like Neil is a sort of
like
person.
Stig of the dump. Oh, goodness. This is another one on the way for me, folks. Oh, and yes, while I'm shaking up this, I'll just let you know what, tonight at Red Wire, we've got some comedy
of course,
on.
Of course.
So, for goodness sake, do come down from 7:30 onwards. We have Pits and Giggles, our weekly stand-up comedy event. And if you go to the Red Wire Facebook page, you can see the lineup for tonight. We've got our host, Luke Callahan, and various comedians from the Auckland scene. All coming in to throw their 2 cents down at you.
Sick.
Excellent, Neil. Hey, thank you very much. Also, thank you to the K Road community. There's a huge variety of wonderful bars up there on K Road. Just hit you in the face.
Your beautiful face.
Oh, no. Not again.
Everyone out there, get up there. Check out K Road. I know there's a lot of roadworks up there at the moment, but you can catch a bus in, or you can cycle in, or you can get there on foot really easily.
Cycling in there is going to be much easier soon as well, because that cycle lane, it's taking shape. It's taking shape.
Takes guts to talk about a cycle lane, considering what you've been through this afternoon.
You know, you got to...
Really appreciate that.
You know, the thing about this life is...
Don't cry,
we're
mate.
All going to see a little bit of loss. And it's just how you deal with that.
This is Queen with...
Who wants to live forever?
I was gonna say I want to ride my bicycle.
Oh wow, you would do that to me.
Hey mate, if we hear anything,
I just made you a drink.
Bloody beautiful drink, by the way.
Cheers. Cheers to these.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Kapai. Get the red bar, everyone.
Play me something uplifting.
What was the outro first?
was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.